The staff at Jimmy's in Aspen is preparing for another dinner rush. The wait staff is tasting tonight's menu and figuring out best how to serve their guests, both in the bar area and in the fancier dining room. Outside on the patio, Jimmy Yeager, the Jimmy in Jimmy's, is doing something dramatic. He's changing the way his business works, and he sees it as an investment.
What we're planning on doing is moving more towards the European model, where the service is included into your check.
That's right, no tipping. And it's something that Yeager's been thinking about for a while. After crunching the numbers over the last few months, he decided that the best way to make his restaurant better was to take out tipping. The goal is to have restaurants that are then
more efficient, higher quality service, and better customer guest experience.
This way, it's more about the restaurant and the customer than it is about the server. The way it works is pretty complicated, so let's take it slow. First, imagine a little price increase on the menu, and then at the end of your meal, instead of tipping, you find a 20% service fee, probably the amount you'd be tipping anyway. All of those 20% from all of the bills over the course of the restaurant's pay period get dumped into this giant pool of money, and that pool of money gets split up between the wait staff. The kitchen staff sees a bit of that money too. Anna Walters is a server at Jimmy's Bodega just a few blocks away. She says that when Yeager announced what he wanted to do, there was a bit of fear about what might happen. At the same time, though, she feels like the system will end up working out because of the research that went into it all.
If anything, it'll will stay consistent with our tips, if not, do better.
The move to a non-tipping system is becoming pretty common across the country. Restaurants in major cities like New York and San Francisco are already adopting the model. And in other places like Seattle, the minimum wage is going to go up to $15. Yeager says it was a combination of all these factors that helped him make this decision. He says the new system could be in place as early as midsummer. Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.